Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, January 19th. Happy Resurrection Day. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Remember, today we have services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., and we have Sunday morning Bible study in between. Please continue to remember the youth that are on our student ministry winter retreat, along with their leaders, that the Lord would continue to grow them in community and in relationship with Himself. In the book of Genesis today, we will see Abraham pleading with God on behalf of his nephew Lot and the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. This is in Genesis chapter 18, verses 20 through 33. Then the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grievous, that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know." The men turned away and went toward Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham approached him and said, "Will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Will you really sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous people in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, treating the righteous and the wicked alike. Far be it from you. Will not the judge of all the earth do right?" The Lord said, "If I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Then Abraham spoke up again, "Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but dust and ashes, what if the number of the righteous is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5 people?" "If I find 45 there," he said, "I will not destroy it." Once again he spoke to him, "What if only 40 are found there?" He said, "For the sake of 40, I will not do it." Then he said, "May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak. What if only 30 can be found there?" He answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." Abraham said, "Now that I have been so bold to speak to the Lord, what if only 20 can be found there?" He said, "For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it." Then he said, "May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found there?" He answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." When the Lord had finished speaking with Abraham, he left, and Abraham returned home. We're going to skip over to 19 and verse 29. So when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he remembered Abraham, and he brought Lot out of the catastrophe that overthrew the cities where Lot had lived. Before we move on, I just want to make a few comments on this passage. When I had read it before, I always thought, man, these are really wicked people. You couldn't even find 10 people that did right in this city. And today, the Lord convicted my heart that there are none righteous. That's why Jesus had to come. None of us are worthy of the saving of a city. But Jesus came, the righteous for the unrighteous, to give himself so that we can be saved. See this verse, these verses in a new light today, and I am thankful for the Lord's compassion on us that in his gracious plan, he made a way for us to be preserved. Our second reading for the day is Matthew 4, 12 through 25. We're trucking through the book of Matthew. Yesterday, we saw Jesus being in the desert, tempted by Satan. And today we see the inauguration of Jesus' ministry, which is just a big word for the beginning of Jesus' preaching ministry to those around him. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah, "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him. There's so many things I want to talk about in this passage, but not much time. I do want to mention that Isaiah is quoted here. Our pastor Wayne continues to encourage us to be in the book of Isaiah because it points forward to the Savior. And here it's saying that a light has come into the darkness. And I think that's a beautiful image. We've been thinking a lot about the light that has broken through the darkness in Jesus Christ our Lord during the Advent season with the wonderful Advent devotionals. And then finally, I am hopeful as I remember that Christ is healer. And when he walked on the earth, he healed those suffering severe pain, demon possession, seizures, those paralyzed. And even today, he is in the business of healing, miraculous healing, healing through the ministry of physicians, and healing of our souls. And so I just pray for those on my prayer list and on yours today who need a healing touch. Because it is the 19th day of the month, we will read from Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 17. "Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done." This verse reminds us that the acts of kindness that we do towards those in need are actually an offering to God himself. This passage reminds us that God cares for those who are vulnerable and in need, and oftentimes he uses us and the gifts that he has given us to help those around us. And if we do so, if we live lives of generosity, this passage reminds us that the Lord will reward us either in this life or in eternity. Thank you for listening along today. We have a new memory verse, but before we go there, perhaps we should reiterate one more time our passage from last week, Matthew 3:17. "And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.'" This week's passage is from John chapter 1, verse 29. "As I wrote out the passage, I noticed that the word the, T-H-E, is in the passage three times. Today I'll just read it for you, and tomorrow perhaps we'll make some headway on memorizing it. John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this Resurrection Sunday, which reminds us that you have defeated death and hell and the grave on our behalf. We thank you for Jesus, the righteous one, who died for us, the unrighteous. We thank you, Lord, that you came to be one of us, to preach the good news, and to heal us of our physical infirmities as a representation of the spiritual healing that you are doing in our midst. We do pray for those on our prayer list who do need a special healing touch. We thank you, Lord, for the lives of those who have gone before us into glory, the great cloud of witnesses. We thank you for their witness, their legacy of faithfulness and faith. And we ask, God, that those who are still here but are suffering would have healing. We pray, Jesus, that you would help us to be a generous people, knowing that when we give to someone else, it's like we're giving to you. And it's okay for us to be excited about the fact that we know you'll reward us. It may be on this earth or it may be in eternity, but you promise a reward, and we thank you for that. Help us to live in a way that helps others flourish. Help us to see others with eyes like you see them, Lord. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.